Let Grandma and Grandpa know that their hockey superstar is on the radio, online at ptbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
And we are back from the Evinrude Center. The Petes are, in fact, on the power play. There was a bit of that confusion before we went to break, but the Petes are on a four-minute power play. Wow. Now I can see why there was some confusion. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a 4-on-4 or a 2-minute minor. Ends up being a double minor. The Petes on the power play for 4 minutes. And there's a quick shot by the Petes. Almost put it in. The puck just slipped through the keeper, Shane Bowser. But it didn't go past the goal line. But the Petes are still on the attack. Good deflection there, right in front. By number 24, Chris Gollower. But Bowser was up to the task again as he holds it for the faceoff with 3:29 remaining in the first. On that first power play, I should say. 8:18 remaining in the first period. Faceoff in the Panther zone. Robinson for the Petes lining up for it. And the Panthers win it. Can't quite clear it out, though. Just keeps it in. It's Patrick Neville. And now the Petes captain, Wright, trying to sneak it in short side. The Petes getting this power play set up now. To the point. Back to the slot. Cutting inside. One-on-one. Oh, no mistake there. What a goal by Matthew Robinson. He had time, so he took it. Moved inside to the outside of the point. Top corner. Far side, right over the glove. No chance there for Shane Bowser. Good goal for the Petes. And because it was a double minor, the first minor of that double minor is taken off. So the Petes are still on a two-minute power play. And they are already up 2-0. See if they can do more damage and really make the Panthers pay for that double minor. Beautiful goal there again by Matthew Robinson. And the Petes win that draw. And they're trying to get into the Panther zone again. Unable to. Still in the neutral zone. Cam West has it. Taking his time. Dumps it on net. And it's easily smothered there by Shane Bowser for a faceoff in the Panther zone. But the Petes have been in control of this game since the very beginning with that early goal. And they have not looked back. They hold on to a 2-0 lead right now. And the faceoff won by the Petes as they look to set up the power play yet again. It's Jack Carey. And it plays along the boards behind the net. Hazeldine. Now Mancini. Tries to play it back to his defender. Didn't quite work out. Panther is all over that. Naughton. Cuts inside on the penalty kill. Three Petes around him. Nothing doing there. And now the Petes in their own zone again. Mancini. Up ice. Two Petes enter the zone quickly. On the attack. Cuts inside. Could only find a Panther though. That was Connor Rutherford looking for his teammate. And it goes all the way down the ice. 58 seconds still remaining on the Panthers power play. Or penalty kill, I should say. Petes power play, that is. They already have one on this double minor. There was an aired pass by the Petes though, as the Panthers could not capitalize on that. They force a turnover again. The Petes are on the attack again. Get it down on net. Shane Bowser pushed it away with the stick behind the Panthers' net. Head up ice, trying to find his teammate in the slot. Couldn't find him. That's number 6, Owen Hazeldine, who does win the puck back. Now the puck's at the point. Not out yet. Wide of the net, behind the net. Panthers D is the first one to it. Jack Bennett goes in front of the net. Panthers just push it out to safety. Weird deflection off the boards makes it go all the way down the ice, and the Petes have to regroup with 15 seconds remaining on the power play. And now McQuay for the Panthers strips him of the puck. That might do it for the Petes power play. They got one on the double minor though. And now the Petes are in their own zone regrouping. That's Jack JP Corkery. And now the Petes push around his player. Round two in Panther zone again behind the net. It's Colbert. Corkery. And the Petes playing along the boards behind the net, still with the possession of the puck, which they've had the most. Find his teammate in the slot, Corkery. Couldn't get the shot off though. Hardy was there in front too for the deflection. Petes are still in the attack though with 5:30 remaining in this first period. And now the Panthers, Liam Robichaud around the boards. Can't get it out though. The Petes doing a good job keeping that puck in and keeping the Panthers in their own zone. and it goes on net, and Shane Bowser gobbles it up for a much-needed face-off for the Panthers. Face-off will be to the left of Shane Bowser. Robinson for the Peets lining up for it. And he wins it. Neville at the point. Gets it on net. Good glove save there by Shane Bowser. Didn't know much about it, but he knew enough as he smothered up with 5:16 remaining in the first period. It's 2-0 Peets. It's Robinson lining up. Fighting for it still. Bondi, the Panthers, backhands it off the boards. Just gets it out. Just enough on it. And Neville sends it right back in for the Peets. Robinson, right. Couldn't find his teammate. Still has it. Plays it along the boards behind the net. All Peets in this first period so far. And the Panthers send it all the way down the ice. Won't be an icing, though. You know what? I think the Peets defense thought it was. Patrick Neville kind of stopped for it as it bounced off the side of the net. Bit of an awkward-looking non-icing play on for the Peets defense there, but they'll take it as they come away with it, and they still have the puck in their own zone. And now Wright pushes it up for the Peets, finding Robinson, who gets it into the Panther zone again. And Robinson gets stripped of the puck now by Bondi. Bondi circles around his own net, looking for a teammate. Finds his teammate Fernandez, who then finds him back again. Panthers looking dangerous. Aiden Riley, and he gets stripped of the puck straight away. And the Peets are on the attack one more time. Nice wrister. Just got a glove on it, Bowser. Not sure if that was on net, but he had to be safe, and he got a glove on it to send it over. 4 minutes remaining in the first period. Peets win the puck back. Nice glove stay there by Shane Bowser. The Peets are just all over the Panthers here. Panthers almost lucky for it still only being 2-0. Panthers, one real good scoring opportunities. The Peets, they could have 5 or 6 right now. Still time for a couple more, though, in this first period as the Peets on the attack again with the faceoff to the right of Bowser. And the Peets win that draw. At the point. Mancini, wide open in the slot. Puts it far side, just wide of the net, though. And Mancini has it again, behind the net. Finds his teammate right in front. Oh, he was looking for his teammate, which would have been beautiful. That was Hazeldine there, who had a chance. But the Peets force a turnover again. Peets are looking just stronger than the Panthers right now. And there's a penalty coming against the Panthers. And we know what happened last time the Panthers were on the penalty kill. Well, they gave up a goal. And the Peets will try to make it another successful power play. With 3:29 remaining in the first, they're up 2-0 and on the power play. And now Corkery for the Peets lining up for it against McQuay. And Peets win the draw. Played along the boards, behind the net. Trying to find his teammate in front of the slot. Doesn't quite work out. And the Panthers have a chance to clear it, and they do exactly that. Just dumping it all the way down the ice along the boards. First one to it is Jack Carey for the Peets. And the Peets get in the zone again. Minute 30 remaining on the power play. Lots of time. Corkery circling behind his net. Corkery. And now they get the power play set up. It's at the point. Jack Carey with it for the Peets. Finding Corkery on the side. Booth in the middle. Right in the slot. Good defense there for the Panthers. Not let a shot off. And they boot it all the way down the ice again. A minute 10 remaining on the Peets power play. And Hardy to Booth. The Peets back on the attack. The Panthers get it all the way down. The Peets not looking as dangerous on this power play as they did in their previous one. Still time, though. Although the Panthers force a turnover in mid-ice against Riley for the Peets, and the Peets have to regroup again. And now Connor Rutherford is all alone for the Peets. Almost got around his defender, though. Good effort there, but the Panthers, oh, unable to clear. Deflection just keeps it in. And the Peets, again, now Fernandez for the Panthers has a chance to clear. And he gets it all the way down. Cuts it inside. Oh, he still has it. Good solo effort by Fernandez. But the Peets now are heading up ice, although he's all alone. That's Patrick Neville again. And Hazeldine wins it behind the net, circling, looking for a teammate. Oh, and it was hit right off the... You know what? In soccer, that would have been a goal. Mancini right off his skate. No doubt from up here that was kicked in the net. Pete's. That goal is disallowed. It remains 2-0 with 10 seconds on the Pete's power play still. Good call by the referees. Minute 39 remaining in this first period. 10 seconds on the power play. And the Pete's, you know he's guilty when there's no backlash whatsoever. Kind of just hoping everyone else didn't see it. But we did. We caught you. And the Panthers win that draw. Right for the Pete's. Behind the net. Right, good effort there to win the puck back. Back to 5-on-5 action. A minute 30 remaining in the first overall. The Panthers on the attack again. And Neville for the Pete's. Right. On net. And Rutherford just can't keep it in for the Pete's. And Nicole tries to break out for the Panthers. Unable to do so. Bondi there to help out. And now they do force a turnover in the Pete's zone. It's behind the Pete's net. Pete's defender's back on it. John Neville, I believe it is. And now the Pete's, the Panthers. Panthers still on it. And now the Pete's are headed up ice. Delayed offside. Made them retreat, but now the Panthers get to attack. It's Naughton. Chris Naughton headed up ice, but the Pete's still right back from him saying, that's not happening today. And now the Pete's trying to get up ice again. And it goes all the way down the ice. Corkery's the first one to it. And it just goes for an icing, though. I'm not sure. Looked like he was going to be the first one to it. Nonetheless, though, it'll be a face-off in the Pete's zone from that icing with 22 seconds remaining in this first period on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week between the Goodwin Medals, Peterborough Minor Midget, MD Pete's, and the visiting Pickering Panthers. Face-off won by the Panthers. See if they can get something. Nope, and the Pete's steal it right back just as quickly. And the Pete's Corkery to Hardy. Quick wrister, doesn't work out. In the slot, fighting for it. The Pete's just keeping it at the point. Panthers just want to get it out right now and get to this intermission. And they're going to do just that as the clock ticks away. And there's the horn as the Pete's are have to be happy with that first period as they're up 2-0 on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week against the Pickering Panthers. Only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5.